Tropical Storm Michael is now a hurricane and continues to grow stronger as it approaches the Gulf Coast of Florida. Forecasters warn Michael could bring major winds, heavy rainfall, and a dangerous storm surge. Jeff Huffman is director and chief meteorologist with the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. He's in Gainesville. Michael is now forecast to be a Category 3 hurricane prior to landfall in the Panhandle, maybe as far east as the Big Bend region. How soon do you expect landfall?
Well, that's the most uncertain part of this forecast, unfortunately. We've got some model data that's spread quite a bit on the timing of landfall because some data suggests the storm will slow down as it approaches the coast. Other data suggests it will race inland. So it could make landfall anywhere between Wednesday afternoon and Thursday afternoon. But remember, this is going to be a large and dangerous storm. Its impacts are going to spread hundreds of miles from the center. Even areas down as far south as Tampa, Sarasota, could see a significant storm surge and tropical storm conditions from this system beginning as early as Tuesday evening.
Michael is the 13th named storm, now a hurricane, of the Atlantic hurricane season. How common is this type of hurricane in October?
Well, October can be a busy month in the tropics. We're still in what we call the heart of hurricane season. There's actually a second peak when you look at the historical data sometime around the 10th of October where activity ramps up. It usually comes from the Caribbean or the Gulf, not far out in the Atlantic. So this is not unusual. We had Hurricane Nate this time last year racing into the Gulf. We've had many storms. In fact, Florida sees just as many hurricanes or tropical storms in October as they do in September. So this is something that a lot of folks think it happens suddenly. It did develop quickly, and that's the nature of these type of storms. In a very warm Caribbean and a very warm Gulf of Mexico, they can develop very quickly, and certainly Michael has.
Florida Governor Rick Scott has issued a state of emergency for more than two dozen counties in the state. He's pressing to prepare now. He's saying that families need to make sure they have 3 days of food and water and any kind of medications that they need. Does 3 days sound about right to you? How do you make that kind of estimate?
Well, that is it's a safe estimate for inland areas especially, but right along the coast, I'm concerned that residents in the Florida Panhandle have a bit of hurricane amnesia, even though there's been two storms in the past 2 years. We had Nate sideswipe the Panhandle. We've had several tropical storms in the Panhandle in the last 3 years. We had Hermine back in 2016 hit the Big Bend region. I'm concerned that residents there are going to prepare based on what happened to them in the last few storms. This one is much stronger and poses a more dangerous threat, and especially in terms of storm surge. That is one of the most vulnerable coastlines in Florida, that Big Bend area of Florida there, east of Panama City, for storm surge. And this could be significant on the order of the early estimates now, the storm surge could be 7 to 11 feet in those areas.
Lots of people thinking of going to Florida, making plans to go to Florida right around now. What's the likelihood that they'll get there anytime in the next couple of days?
Well, unless they can hop over the storm to the South Florida, that area near Miami should be largely unaffected, but I would hold off for a few days.
Okay. Jeff Huffman, meteorologist with the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network, tracking Hurricane Michael. Jeff, thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.